So me personally, I kind of felt like an outcast going back to my birth side of the family. So, you know, it's just very, it was very hard for me to digest, to go back to the hood side of the neighborhood, back to the north side. I don't want to say hood, back to the north side, back to my birth side of the family. I don't know shit about them like that. You know, we see each other, you know, they know who I am. They know that I was a twin, and, but I didn't know them for them. So my grandma and my nana were the ones that went to Supreme Court fighting for us. You know, you can never let that go. But then also, why would I let go that my adopted mom did the same thing, was fighting for us too?
Yeah.
She didn't want us separated. She wanted both of us together.
That's a good point. I mean, I don't think she's the villain particularly in the story. Like, she tried to take care of you.
Yeah, she tried to do the best that she could. Now, the villain would be in the courthouse, which goes against what you're telling with, I guess I'm assuming, Janet and everybody else in that sequence. So,
why do you think the people in the courthouse, including Janet, would be the villain of the story?
I think, not per se Janet. Like I said, I don't know too much of Janet, but here's the thing. You had a blur, for me personally, if you really want to get one-sided on this one, you had two blood side of my families fighting for us. My grandma, my blood grandma, was fighting for me. And then also my biological nana, Denise Goggins. Both of those people right there were stable. If you would have looked at my nana, Denise Goggins, she was stable, and she was very stable to handle us. She didn't, she could have took care of us. My grandma could have took care of us. We were able to stay with our biological. We should have been able to stay with our biological family, because every need that we would have needed, transportation to get someplace, we had it. Food and clothes, we would have had it. We would have been well taken care of. You know, as I look into it now, as being a grown adult, we should never have been placed out of our family. I just think because of my blood mother's decision and how she was in life, that made them feel like that they couldn't take care of us because she didn't have her other kids or shit like that. So I don't really give a shit about her not taking care of us. But my grandma and my nana were still around for us. Like I said, they went to Supreme Court. Who in the hell will go to Supreme Court? It's very rare that you hear that an adoption case goes to Supreme Court. So the fact that we went to Supreme Court, it just tells you that my family wanted us. And I felt like they kind of should have had us in that scenario.